Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 6:19, down 2 on the open. September, 6:08, down 3. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 6:11, down a half on the open. September, 6:21, down a half. December, 6:35, down 1 1/4. May, 6:28, down 3 on the open. July corn opened at 3:44, unchanged on the open. September, 3:51, down a half. December, 3:64, down 1 1/4. March, 3:77 1/2, down a half. May, 3:86 1/4, down 1 1/4. July, 3:93 1/2, down 2. December of 2008, 4:03 1/2, down 2 1/2 on the open. July soybeans open at 9:12, up 2 on the open. August, 9:15, up a half. September, 9:25, up 1 1/2. November, 9:43, up 1 1/2. January, 9:55 1/2, up a quarter. March, 9:63 1/2, down a quarter. May, 9:64 1/2, down 1. July, 9:73, down 3 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 2:51, down 2.70 on the open. August, 2:54.20, up 50. August soybean oil opened at 37.93, up 1 on the open. Over at the Merck, August live cattle opened at 92.12 1/2, unchanged on the open. October, 96.50, down 2 1/2. December, 97.70, down 2.25 on the open. February, 98.35, down 15 on the open. August feeders open at 114.40, up 10 on the open. September, 114.80, up 10. October, 114.97 1/2, down 2 1/2. November, 114.50, down 42 1/2 on the open. July lean hogs open at 69.50, down 15 on the open. August, 75.05, down 2 1/2. October, 69.30, down 25 on the open. And December at 67.15 is up 15 on the open. And July bellies open at 92, even up 50 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, after soybeans saw some follow-through off of the opening bell this morning, we're seeing a little bit of a softer tone today. The July down 7, the Novis are down 5. Weekend profit-taking going on here?
Very likely. Early trade weekend, week of, end of the week profit-taking day. Probably also feeling some effects of strong selling by farmers. I noticed this morning quite a few trucks heading to the bean plant, the crushing plant here in Lafayette. And you've also got those July futures expiring here. So we've probably got a little bit of weight to us in the row crops in July corn and July beans both as they expire compared to the other charts, other contracts, especially since we're carrying a carrying charge and everything right now.
Why are producers selling their beans when you look at the August on a national level or something like 99 cents under?
I think it goes back to they feel like they've waited long enough, and I think some of it just goes back to cash flow needs. But I think that whenever producers see $9 at the Board of Trade, they realize, especially when it's July, and that the weather is controlling a lot of this, and they've gotten two big acreage reductions by USDA, that they're really running on all eights right now, and why mess up a good thing and to let a little bit go here. So I think it's just good, plain old-fashioned risk management, and maybe 5 or 10% of that is just good old-fashioned cash flow needs right now. And they're got their planning done, and they've got a good crop going, and they're not sure about their yield. But for Illinois especially, and for most parts of Indiana, I'd say that most guys feel pretty good about their beans right now.
Ending stocks, of course, in the latest USDA report for new crop at 245 million bushels. Trade was expecting a little bit smaller number than I expect. If the weather forecasts verify, where might we be with bean prices by the end of next week?
Well, right now, we think that the trade's probably pricing in at 940 November beans, or right at $9 cash. We talked to a client who called into Danville yesterday afternoon. I believe they are right at or right under $9 for fall delivery in beans. So with cash prices at 9 for fall and 940 no futures, we suspect the trade's probably trading right around a 170, 160 carryover if our price model's right, Dave. If you see 2 to 3 more weeks of this type of weather that we're seeing in the western Corn Belt, especially the Dakotas, and then it moves into Minnesota and maybe wraps around into Kansas and Nebraska as far as the super hot temperatures, then the trade will probably feel very vindicated in that mindset and continue to trend higher, maybe ultimately getting up to that 960, 970 technical objective, that $1.45 swing objective, and probably sit there maybe and say, okay, we've priced in probably around a 150 carryover. USDA is sitting here at 245. Maybe we need to wait for USDA in the August report when we know we get some information back from the enumerators from USDA that go out in the field. So that's probably the mindset we have right now. And obviously the value levels for beans right now that we project to clients, it's a moving target. We could raise those value levels both over and under probably by about 50 cents if we go through another 3 weeks of dry weather here in these crucial areas we're talking about.
Let's then turn our attention to corn. USDA choosing not to change the yield on its July report. Are we setting ourselves up for a pretty dynamic August report?
We are. Again, it goes back to the enumerators, and it goes back to when the USDA looks at harvested acres again. We obviously have not changed our mindset as far as the potential of a 1993-type market where a lot's not known until we actually get into the combines, and that's why we've continued to elect to recommend if we get back up to that 200-day moving average, test the long-term trend in these futures, that 372 area, test that, get some puts bought, but not really sell anything as far as any corn that we can store on farm. I think the other big thing that we talk about a lot with clients is where your basis is headed. And sure, the fall basis in Illinois and western Indiana can be pretty ugly this fall if we have as good a crop as we think we can get. But I think that'll snap back pretty quickly. And if you look at a FarmDoc website and look at the March futures and March basis based off March futures, you usually tend to bottom right in this time period. And most of the last five years, you tend to go all the way up and bottom right here and head higher all the way into, you know, the November time period. So we feel like that our marketing plan is in place. Unlike the beans, the overvalue and undervalue levels in corn are pretty much entrenched with what we don't feel like those are going to change that much at all at this point.
Are you looking? I know it's way out there, and you have to shine up your crystal ball significantly, but tell me what you're looking for post-harvest in the corn.
Well, again, we think the basis and the cash is probably going to take over the leadership role. We think the wheat will continue to lead the markets because if anything's going to attract new crop acres, it's probably going to be wheat once again. And we, unlike the USDA, we still feel like that maybe the European crop and even the Chinese crop could go down a little bit in wheat here in the next few months as far as the world numbers go and pretty much erase the ending stocks increase we saw in yesterday's report. So we see this coming fall very similarly to this past fall where the combines rolled and it wasn't there, the speculators came in, and wheat was the leader.
Hmm. What other advice do you have for producers today?
Well, the biggest thing probably is to go back and look at where you're actually sold. You're right there in the middle part of the marketing year. The USDA average price on beans is now $7.75 average, and you're looking at that $2.45 carryover. Like we said, we think the bean market is probably trading a lot lower carryover and a lot higher average price right now, so it might be a good idea to continue with the mindset, especially since the basis has been weakening at the Gulf and in the interior, like Illinois, to go ahead and let some beans go on the new crop and come back in on paper and replace that with limited risk. You know, nothing much has changed in our analysis here, Dave, except after the June report, we saw the November beans take charge and lead the, and take over the leadership from the Dease corn. Yesterday's report really doesn't change that, but overall, our marketing plan, our hedge mindset is pretty much the same it was as back in March.
Before I let you go, what is the trade looking at in terms of the numbers that they are using for yield for corn right now?
That's a big question mark, because you know what the trade's probably going to start wondering on this hot and dry weather is, have we seen the best crop conditions that we're going to see this year? When we got to 72-73% good to excellent and got up into that 2004 good to excellent mindset, and the trade started thinking 155-156 yield and a 2 billion bushel carryover, those same people may be looking at a very different picture next week and start talking about, wow, this heat's going to change this whole dynamic, and we've probably seen our best crop conditions for the year at this point. So, again, for them, it's a very big moving target because they've really stretched their legs and said the crop is in the bin. That's what they did. That's what they tried to do last week. But sure enough, the beans and the weather had something to say otherwise.
I suppose we ought to turn our attention to the Merck for a little bit. Looks like hogs are trying to rally.
They are. There's whispers out there that China is going to be in for some pretty big imports of pork. I talked to the contacts up at Dow Jones Newswires this morning before we went on the air here. They don't have much more than they had yesterday. The whisper was around 100 million tons, all coming from the United States. Then it turned to about 20 million tons coming from four or five different countries. Nothing new on that front. I can tell you, after looking at the report, the WASDE numbers yesterday, USDA actually reduced pork exports by 110 million pounds from last month. So clearly the report does not have anything in there to suggest that we're going to see increased exports going to China at this point.
And on the cattle side, your analysis?
About the same. We've seen the box beef prices bottom here. No changes from last week. We think the summer market's going to firm up here a little bit, and the weights are probably going to drop a little bit, especially if we heat up the flooding in the southern plains. And now the heat in the northern plains, if it comes in, probably keep those cattle marketings pretty tight, Dave.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks a lot.
Mike Zuzalo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Looking at the current tick, July wheat, 618 down 3. At the Board of Trade, July wheat at 611 down a half. September 618 down 3.5. December 633 down 3.75. July corn 340 down 4. September 348 down 3.5. December 362 down 3.25. July soybeans 903 down 7. August 908.5 down 6. November 935.75 down 5.75. July soybean meal 250.50. down 320. July soybean oil 37.60, down 15. And you're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now is 10:01 Central Time.